Viruses cause a variety of infectious disease like HIV, AIDS, malaria, hepatitis, and recent coronavirus. It's also worth noting that antibiotics have no effect on the viruses because they have no cell wall. A virus consists of genetic material such as DNA and RNA, which will help replicate, but we'll explain that later on. Viruses also come in different shapes, thus they are extremely specific about the host that'll get infected. There's two types of viruses. The DNA virus requires the host cell so it can fuse both its membranes. The virus will insert its DNA into the cell. A DNA virus will also take a control of the nucleus and its contents. After that, the virus will control the DNA replication and transcribe it into RNA.
The lysogenic cycle is a method by which a virus can replicate its DNA using a host cell. Viruses can undergo two types of DNA replication, the lysogenic cycle or the lytic cycle. In the lysogenic cycle, the DNA is only replicated, not translated into proteins, which the lytic cycle does. RNA viruses that cause a variety of diseases in humans and other animals. There's a huge outbreak right now, and there are over 64,000 cases of the coronavirus, and it's getting worse day by day.
In the lytic cycle, the bacteriophage attaches to the surface of the host. In the second stage, the viral DNA enters the host cell. In the third, the phage DNA replicates and phage proteins are made. So that's how it duplicates. And then on the fourth stage, new phage particles are assembled. And then on the fifth and final, the cell leases are released to make newly phages or DNA.
Single-strand DNA viruses tend to mutate faster than double-strand DNA viruses. Although this difference is based on work with bacteriophages, as no mutation rate estimates have been obtained for eukaryotic cells, single-strand DNA viruses, the mutation rate of an organism is defined as the probability that a change in genetic information is passed to the next generation. In viruses, a generation is often defined as a cell infection cycle, which includes attachment to the cell surface, entry, gene expression, replication, encapsidation, and release of infectious particles.
One more thing locked. Go get it. Take a turn. We finished recording,
but... I'm so serious.
Miss Drake.
Please don't judge her.
We finished, but your thing got locked.
Miss Drake.
We can just trim it.
Yeah.